Apple's iTunes Music Store controls over 70% of all digital music sales. But some say that Apple can maintain this corner of the market only because of their proprietary Digital Rights Management Software, or DRM. Apple's FairPlay DRM satisfies the recording industry by limiting the number of times a song can be downloaded. But it aggravates both rivals and consumers because it only works with Apple's iTunes software and with the iPod Digital Music Player. Now that over 90 million iPods have been sold, Steve Jobs and Apple are under scrutiny. European countries say iTunes must work with rival players, and Norway has threatened legal action. So when Jobs says the recording industry should abandon DRM now, who exactly is he talking to? John Healy covers entertainment and technology for the Los Angeles Times.
People who are paying really close attention to this field read the letter and go, okay, this is aimed at European regulators. It's his way of saying, hey, I'm not the person you ought to be attacking here. You ought to be focusing on the labels.
But the labels shrug off the essay, saying Apple should license FairPlay DRM to other companies. Then, all digital music players would work with iTunes, and DRM copy protection would remain status quo. Either way, if and when there is an end to DRM, which analysts expect within 5 years, Steve Jobs will say he told you so. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Andy Sternberg.